Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, filling in for Dave Popwich.
Liana Wojcik,
thank you for coming in. This is going to be a really good show because we're going to pound the table. I'm going to actually pound the table and give some opportunity for people to make some serious money going forward.
And it's not just about stocks, which is not that common to hear you talk about.
That's right. So it's outside of my normal wheelhouse, but I'm pounding the table on an opportunity to make money. You know who else has been making money? More and more Canadians, more jobs out there, an increase in jobs. We're going to talk about jobs right in a minute, but we've got a good show today all about the fixed income world, interest rates. Are we cutting? Are we staying the same? Where's that opportunity to make some big money? And it's not in the stock market. We're going to talk about outside the stock market. So it's going to be a good show today. Liana, the job market has come, the numbers in Canada came in. Let me just give you some overall headline numbers so we can have some context to this conversation. 37,000 job increase for the month of January. Unemployment rate fell to 5.7. We were expecting a tick up in unemployment rate. It went down. When you break through the headline information, you kind of get to the idea that most of it was part-time jobs, not full-time. A lot of it was public service employees, not private jobs. So it's not like it's all rosy. But here, I think there's something that we have to think about. No matter what the employment numbers are or who's being employed, people are being employed. And I think there's a problem, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this, because more and more Canadians, as they go through retirement, at some point in that journey, they have the big debate, should I buy or sell when it comes to property real estate, especially in this country? Should I downsize, right size? Should I buy a vacation property? Should I buy a rental property and all this stuff? So real estate, keep that in the background, because I think that's going to be a big concern. If more people are employed, more people are making more money, wages have gone up, generally speaking, that means there's more demand. We have a problem.
There is a problem, and that problem has looked like sticky inflation for the last couple of years. But here's the other part of that problem. We also have a housing issue in this country. There aren't enough properties for everyone to buy. We're getting into a situation here where there is a, let's call it a bit of a fight between people who are wanting to buy property and the people who hold property. Because it's a good time to sell. We were talking about this before the show. It's a great time to sell your property in a lot of cases. Your property value has probably increased depending on where you are in the country, the market, and so on. But, and you'll probably find buyers, but if that is your primary residence and you need somewhere to live, what's the next step? You may be in good shape from a sales perspective, but what about when it comes to being a buyer?
And so what happens when you're in this predicament of, I want to sell, but there's nothing out there that I can buy, or it's going to be harder for me to buy, what ends up happening?
So at that point, either your cost goes up, or you don't end up buying, you end up back in the rental market, in which case you're subject to somebody else's mortgage and what their payments that they have on their property. And then you're looking to get into a market at a higher cost than you were initially expecting. If you're retired in particular, that can be an issue that that could have a large impact on your budget.
Another thing that also happens is that if you own a home and you want to have a change, you may not make that change because the switch is going to be difficult. The sale of yours and the purchase of a new one, it may not work out for you. And now you're aging in that home that maybe you thought you weren't doing, or maybe you don't want to be in that home, or maybe you don't want to have that large of a property and you want to downsize and so on and so forth. Get ready for the glut. So this is where I get kind of frustrated. Federal government came out and said, we need 3.5 million homes by 2030 to make the housing market, quote unquote, affordable. Our team at the economic side comes back and says, oh, nay, nay, it's 5 million. You're about 1.5 million off, federal government. Okay, they didn't say that. I said that. Okay. So they're off by almost 50%.
That's quite short. Yeah.
They have not taken into account the non-permanent residents that come to this country that absorb housing. I don't care if it's rental or purchase. It's absorbing housing, which makes it difficult if you're not going to build. And so the thought process of the federal government saying, we got to build more houses, becomes the nightmare of the province and the municipality. Because they're the ones who grant these types of building permits. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who have to make all the infrastructure work. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that have to deal with the influx of people coming into their local markets and causing disruption at a pace that no one can really predict until after it's done.
Exactly.
So now you're entering in this world of retirement and you're like, okay, Ms. Advisor, okay, Ms. Financial Planner, I'm just going to dispose of my property in 5 years, buy a smaller home or buy a different home, put that in the financial plan. That's part of my goal and objective.
And all of a sudden that option might not be open to you.
Correct.
So then what happens is the question.
Do you have a contingency plan given today's economics? It's nice to think it's going to happen. The amount of clients that we have spoken to that said, I'm going to sell my house and just buy a smaller home, in the back of their mind, they've always said, it'll be cheaper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We know from experience, doing this hundreds of times with our clients, rarely is it.
Yeah, it's very often not cheaper. I would say that is not an expectation that you can have right now when you're looking at the housing market. When you're planning for your retirement, it's not necessarily something that you can expect. Oh, I'm just going to downsize. I don't need a house that big anymore. Even if I'm downsizing from a house to a condo, well, maybe I want an extra bedroom so that my kids can come stay with me or something else. You tack on a few of those things and all of a sudden that condo, which is way smaller than your house was, is almost the same price as your house will sell for.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. It's definitely a contingency that needs to be planned for as part of your retirement. All of a sudden, downsizing and living off of whatever excess you might have is not necessarily the right option.
Okay, and let's look at the math on this one. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we've got a couple of minutes before we have to go to commercial breaks. I want people to understand why I bring this up and the math behind it. Let's say you're 65 years of age. You plan to sell your house in the next 5 years to downsize or right size. We won't worry about the math on those two. The federal government says that we need to have 3.5 million, we say 5 million new homes built by 2030 in order to make it affordable and meet the demand. That's 7 years from now. We're saying it's not going to happen at 3.5 million. It has to be more. You have to extend time. So now we're saying 10 years. And let's say all the municipalities, and I'm just making a guess here, are not as efficient as the public would like them to be. Let's add another couple of years on there, just for fun. Now we're 12 years out. A 65-year-old, until they're 77, may not have that situation rectified. When you build a retirement plan, who's building for their late 80s? Your vision is not that far out. Mm-hmm. So what you expect to do may not happen. And with this type of labor report that we have, with this type of housing issues that we have, it is going to be challenging for people to plan to sell as part of the feed to their retirement. Because, you know, we all say that we've got our home, so our financial nest egg is safe. Not so true. And the second part of this is it's going to be even more costly than you expected if you needed to make that move. So you got to figure that into your plan. So anybody thinking that they're going to sell in the next 5 years is going to be easy and low risk? No, I disagree.
Definitely something you need to consider with a plan with your advisor.
So they've got this news today. Give me two things that the individual or the couple need to do if they're thinking about a change in their home and we have this glut that we have.
I would say two things are, make sure you talk to your advisor, have a plan and see what happens if that goes ahead and if you can actually realistically expect that. And the second thing is, if it doesn't go that way, what's your plan? Have a contingency set out.
If you're in Lethbridge or in the Calgary and surrounding area, there's another way you can help with your retirement. Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk about our upcoming seminars?
Well, our next Lethbridge seminar is on Tuesday, February 13th. That's 7 p.m. at the Sandman Signature in Lethbridge. The next Calgary one is Tuesday, March 5th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn in Calgary. Now, you do need to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, join us after the break. We're going to talk about why the markets outside the stock market have opportunity here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.